Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We have celebrated our 29th anniversary this week. Don Moeller is going to be grilling me and putting me on the Lipton hot seat here, I think, before it's all over with. Half of Catonsville's all up in arms. I'm going to stop by El Guapo. I'm going to stop by and see my friends over at Franco's and up and down. But we had Teal Carey on from the Chamber of Commerce, and we're going up and down the strip on Frederick Road. Our new partner and friend, Lou Weinkamp's here, of course, from Franco's. And, you know, you've been part of Catonsville forever, but I guess more than anything, being sort of the local family attorney and whatnot that you are in the community, plague time, right? This is a whole different thing, not just for the Ravens or for holiday shopping or for curbside and meatballs and pizza over Franco's, but I think everybody is taking this time here with and sometimes without family during the holidays to be thinking about things. And I know I've been doing that, my wife and I both.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that has occurred is a lot of people have been at home with their spouses, and they call me and say, look, we're both home. We want to get our wills done. We got time to look at it. We got time to think about it. And so there's been a little bit of push on the wills aspect of, you know, coming and get their estate planning done. That also, a lot of other people have also put up talking about their deeds. And setting up the deeds, particularly for somebody who's in the, you know, over 60 category, can be an important thing.
Well, COVID scared the hell out of a lot of people, right? Like, and I know some tough old birds, let's say, right? And over the last 6 months, I mean, I'll give you some examples. Coach Billick, when I talked to him in the summer, he had one thought about it. When I talked to him here in the fall, it's been a little different. I think for anybody over the age of 60, I've talked to lots of people that I think of as young people, you know, like I had Ken Singleton on, and we were talking to him, and every, you know, it's amazing how many of my guests, I'm 52 now, think about this COVID thing and think like, do I have things in order? And I know last time we got together, we talked about sort of having things in order. I think it's a little bit macabre sometimes, right? When you start to talk about it like that. But the first thing would be your house and a deed and title and all of those. What are your assets, you would say, right? And what are we trying to protect?
Correct. And that, so that, yeah, the deed is, besides the will and the power of attorney and directive, which we talked about, the deed is in a fourth item that you should consider, and there's a couple different ways to go. One of the key things is whether you want to protect it from attachment in case one of the spouses has to go into a nursing home. And so you have two very important ways and very distinctive ways to do it. One is called a life estate deed with power, which means you live in it for the rest of your life, and when you pass away, whoever name is on the deed, could be a child or could be a friend or somebody else, that person will inherit that property directly. It doesn't go through the estate, and it's direct. The second is called a life estate deed without power. And what that is, the same thing. The person on the deed inherits it exactly as it's drafted. However, the person who signs the deed over and lives in the rest of their life does not have the power to change that. So if they wanted to sell it or do something different, the person who they've assigned to it would have to sign off on that. So that's a tough thing, and that's a big step for a person to take. However, that second deed, if you do it 5 years before going to a nursing home, exempts that property from the nursing home.
See, this is interesting for me because this is sort of how I found you, right? Like, my mom was 98 years old, and believe it or not, we never thought about her going into a nursing home. She would never have wanted that or had any part of that. It was the hardest thing in the world the last summer when we lost her 3 years ago. But one of the reasons I found you is I didn't do it the right way, right? So, like, and in the aftermath of not doing it the right way, people like you come along and say, hey, man, you're 52 now. You may want to make sure you're doing this the right way the rest of the way, right? So I think the hardest lessons in life are the ones that, you know, that are brought unto you the hard way.
Hey, no question.
From Dundalk, Lou, you're Cajun, but we've done a lot of things the hard way, right?
Yes, I have no doubt.
But this is one of those things that I would encourage everyone in my audience, whether it's for themselves, for a parent. I have so many friends of my age group now dealing with these issues with parents, let alone whether it was, you know, political disbelief over the last 4 years with their parents, but more just settling affairs and doing this. And I think COVID has definitely frightened a lot of people over the age of 60, right? Like, I would say over the last 8 months, there's a lot of people asking questions that maybe we wouldn't if we were out on the golf course and hanging out at the Ravens game this week, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things that happens, like along with what you were talking about, they do set the deeds up, and I'll get a client and say, oh, did you, you know, add your children to the deed? And they're like, oh, I took care of it. And then I say, okay, let me just take a look. And usually they did it with the life estate deed with powers, which means that does not offer the nursing home protection.
Now, is this a new law? I mean, is this something in the last 10, 15 years that's happened?
No, this is, it's always been that way, but it's okay. starting about 1990, it became, when medical assistance started coming in more and more, then that's when these rules kind
of attaching to people's assets, correct?
Correct, yes. That's the big distinction. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize, they say, oh, I put my kids on, it's protected. Well, it's not protected unless it's without powers. And so taking the without powers is a big step. And I usually tell people that if you're going to stay in the house for the rest of your life, you don't plan on moving, and you want to protect it from the nursing home, then it's probably okay to do it. But if you're thinking about moving or you're not sure you're going to stay, then it's not worth it to do it, because it won't get you any benefit because of the 5-year look-back period.
Well, look, I'll send everybody over to get some meatballs and some pizza over at Catonsville. Lou Weinkamp joining us here with some real practical advice, you know, going into this time of the year. And again, it's one of the ways that I found you. Yeah, I want to talk to you about Catonsville and about business, because you're one of those guys putting the Zoom together. We got the mic on now. We're going to be doing some things together here in the coming months. I hope that we open the world back up and have normal sports and whatever we could do here. Maybe a normal baseball season for Adam Kolarik to come by. I'm looking behind you on the Zoom, and I see Frederick Row behind you, right? And I see the community. Give me a little peel back from all the business people you know about what this has felt like going through this holiday, because I think there are a lot of people on the business side on edge. I mean, I know I feel it every day for certainly business owners, and you being involved with Franco's there in Catonsville, as to, hey, is Johnny O going to let us open today? We're going to have 25. We're going to have 50. We're going to be able to curbside. And we've gone through this in the city. We've gone through this in Anne Arundel County. Politically, it's been very, very charged. But I think for every business owner who's been invested in this, every single day there's something coming from a governmental standpoint in regard to the pandemic that just keeps us all a little bit on edge right now, right?
Well, there's no question. Every time we hear that Governor Hogan is going to be on the TV, everybody starts to, you know, count down to that and try to anticipate what he's going to say. But it doesn't really matter, because he's going to say what he's going to say. So there's no sense in guessing what he's going to say. I think he's done a good job of trying to give restaurants the opportunities to make some money and try to be, and also be careful for the citizens. And I think he's let the citizens, you know, he's basically left up to us as citizens to make the right choices and hopefully support the businesses. As far as running the businesses, it's been adaptability is the biggest key for any business. At my law practice, we've adapted in many ways with the Zooms. Now that you got me a great speaker, I'm all good with that. But I've had to make so many technology changes, and I'm not technically savvy, but I'm not the worst either. But
you
I've
made this work.
Well, I can't believe I did that, Nestor. It's unbelievable that I got that to work.
You know,
I shocked myself.
It shocks me too. Like, I'll give you a little thing, and I've talked about this on the air. So I'm missing a finger, right? So like when it came to playing baseball and stuff, about a curveball, whatever. And then I had my finger cut off when I was 3. I didn't think anything of it. And then as I got older, I had never eaten Japanese food as a kid. I ate a lot of Chinese food, but I used a fork, right? And I would see other people with chopsticks, and they would get the cheater chopsticks, right? With the little tape and the rubber band around the top of it. And I got married in 2003, and my wife and I went to Beijing. We went to China with Cal Ripken back in 2007. You can go look at these videos. It's actually a video of this moment, the moment this happened. And we went into a Chinese restaurant, and it's full of smoke. You know, it's China, you know, it's just different, right? So they brought us the menu, and we ordered the food pointing at stuff because we don't speak Mandarin, right? And they brought over chopsticks. And I realized at this point I ordered soup, and they don't have, you know, it was chopsticks. And I didn't know how to work the chopsticks. And I showed my finger. They're like, oh, no problem, no problem. They come back. They brought me toothpicks. So it was at that moment. And my wife knows how to eat, you know, with chopsticks. And I said, you know what? I'm going to commit to, if I can throw a baseball, if I can write in 4 different colors with this pen and I can figure out how to do it, I'm going to figure out how to eat with chopsticks. And I'm going to tell you what. About a year ago last week, I went back to Tokyo, and I sat in Tokyo Station with chopsticks, and I've learned how to master chopsticks. I can eat one speck of rice with a chopstick, and I can't begin to tell you the amount of pride that I feel every single time I pick up chopsticks. So I'm telling you, once you make your mic work, you're open to learning all sorts of new things you never thought possible. How about
that's
that?
Absolutely, 100% correct. And it's funny, at home, I'm always asking my kids, you know, can I, how do you do this, do that? And then they show me. And then usually, if I do it a bunch of times, I remember it. But yesterday, I was trying to change something on my Amazon account to create my own account. And then I heard a voice in the back, and one of them says, "Don't you know how to do anything?"
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I'm like, give me a little bit of a break.
Let me tell you what, we're doing this ice cream promotion, right, with Taharka. And between me and Moeller and everybody out there singing the praises, ordering the 8 pints for $56, at the end, at the very end, you give your coupon code. And the biggest question I get all week is, where's the coupon code? It's right there. They're like, can you make it bigger? And I'm like, you don't understand how web, it's right there. Just click on the coupon code, enter Baltimore Positive, but it doesn't happen until the end. And people don't trust it. They're like, all right, I got to put my address in on Frederick Road. All right, it's delivering to 21228. All right, I can take delivery on the 22nd. All right, I got to pick from 24 flavors. All right, I can pick a honey graham and a pistachio and a key. And then at the end, when they can't find the little button to put the, and I'm the king of not being able to find the little button, you know?
Yeah.
People think I'm all savvy and stuff. I am very, very wimpy. My wife will tell you when it comes to like filling out forms and standing in line, I'm the worst. But somehow I've gotten like good at plugging stuff in, and we're all trying to navigate the world in this Jetsons world, right? I mean, we really are, right? I'm trying to get a mask that won't fog up my glasses, Lou. You know, if anybody can invent the mask that doesn't fog up my glasses at the supermarket, I'll buy that mask.
Yeah. That could be a huge winner. I'll invest in you if you get it. No problem.
Yeah, like Shark Tank, we'll be all in on
it. I'm in.
Lou Weinkam is here. I want to show your website, Weinkam and Weinkam. You can find them at Weinkam. I'm just going to pull the website up, and then we'll get back to talking about real life and shopping and your meatballs over at Franco's and whatnot. But what's the number one reason people call you? Is it Will's?
It's Will's.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep, that's the number one reason. And then I think we talked to a little – I usually tell people, you know, you should have a will. It does help. But really, you really need to have the medical directives, because that's going to dictate the type of treatment that you have during your lifetime. And, you know, if you don't have a will, the money's still going to go somewhere. It's maybe not where you want it to go, but it's going to go, and it's only money. But the health care directive is really how you're going to be treated when you are unable to make decisions for yourself. So that's my,
you know, what's amazing thing to me looking at this, it feels really complicated, like going in and getting a, you know, a menu with too many items, like at Franco's, where I go in there and I don't, you know, I can't order everything and I can't sit with it all. So I'm like, just give me a bookmaker and, you know, give me some meatballs to go and some bread. I'll be good. I would say when I look at this, I'm a little overwhelmed, but in the end, it really is as simple to some degree as just sitting with you like this and saying, you ask me the tough question and I look at my wife or we look at our kids and we say, all right, there's an answer here. There's something we want done, whatever that is. And then it becomes pretty easy, right? I mean, from your perspective, you do this all day. It's like mixing up a pizza for somebody that does it all day. It's just these things that keep us up at night and say, at the end, this is an easy decision, right? You're saying, I've got this and I want to do that with it. I just don't know how to do it. That these decisions happen. This isn't all day, all night, pushing a boulder up a hill once you decide where you want to be on the side of the law to protecting yourself, right?
Absolutely. And I try to keep it simple for everybody, because I'm pretty simple myself. And, just make it so it's common sense approach, not too complicated. And make sure that somebody, the client's wishes are carried out. That's the number one goal, and to make sure that they feel like they're heard and understood, and that's really what I try to do the best.
All right, look, I'm coming over to Catonsville. My wife's out of town, so I'm getting hungry, you know, and so I'm going to stop out. I'm going to visit all of you who have supported Baltimore Positive, got us into the – you like the new sweatshirts, Lou? How are they looking, man? It's pretty good,
I like
right?
A sharp.
Yeah, I got one.
I need a 3/4 zip.
Everybody's asking me about him.
I need a quarter zip.
I didn't even like consider that people would actually want them. I just thought it would look nice on the camera, right? Nice little pictures for the holidays. Well, Strategic Factory, big shout out to Keith Miller, our partners out there in Off Owings Mills at Dolefield. We will be in touch with them and get them going too. But give me a little primer on Franco's and your involvement there and your love of the food there. And tell me a pizza I have not ordered that I need to order at Franco's. Just give me order for me at Franco's tonight if I'm stopping by.
Right. Well, I have to say that most of the credit goes to my wife, my son Trey, then a couple of the other kids work there. And they're doing it. I really don't work there too much anymore.
You just eat the food, right?
Yeah, I just come in and try to get a nice sandwich now and then and different, you know, get a pizza.
What have you had this week? So like once you're bored with the menu with your five favorite items, now you're like, I get a sandwich. So what do you get when you go in there? Give me an idea.
I always get the bookmaker. That's 99%. And then before I bought Franco's, I would go there once a week and I always got the bookmaker. So when I bought it, I didn't even know any of the other items on the menu because I would only get a bookmaker and a pizza. So my favorite right now is the shrimp and crab pomodoro with orchetti noodles. That's my personal favorite. So if I have to pick something, I will get that. I did try the chicken arancini, or not try, but I had chicken arancini last week, and that's very, very tasty. As far as the pizzas go, I would say that something that you probably haven't had that you probably should have is probably the margarita pizza or the arugula pizza. It's fantastic. It's very popular. People are always raving about it. The amount of
one of the problems is I don't have anybody here. Like, it's good and it's bad. I get it all for myself if I come over tonight because I don't have to share it with anybody. But then there's portion control, you know, that I'm going through right now. And when I tell people like you that, like, hey, I'm going to stop out and get some food, you think like that I have an army to feed. You know, I mean, every time I come into Franco's, I wind up with two bags, two pizzas, thing of bread, you know, like all of them. I'm like, oh, whoa. There's just two of us, man. You know, like, hang on. I was eating the, you sent me home with the pomodoro. I ate that about 4 days later and I sort of was swishing it around a little bit. I was eating it like for lunch because my wife doesn't like seafood so much. And I ate it and I'm like, man, this is really good. You know, like, it just took me to the third day because you sent me home with the pizza. You sent me home with the bookmaker. I mean, I couldn't eat it. So I wound up eating it later. But the gift that keeps giving. Our friends over at Franco's, Lou Winecam here. You can find him at winecam.com. They're over in Catonsville doing elder law, estate planning, wills, family law, the kind of stuff that, like, you get a little bit of time on your hands here the next couple of weeks. And if I look you in the eye and say, do you have your house in order? If you really think maybe you should not find yourself in the situation I was in when my mother died 3 years ago, give Lou a call. Find Lou out there. Lou, tell everybody the best way to find you.
Yeah, probably the email is loujr@weinkam.com. And then my phone number is 410-744-3256, extension 101. And I try to return all phone calls and emails within 24 hours. And if I can, I'll at least call you back and say I can't get back to you in some fashion.
Have you had Taharka Brothers ice cream yet or no?
You know, I love ice cream. And then you're saying that I'm like 8 pints for 56. I think I'm going to have to order.
No. 8 pints for $40.30.
Oh, there you go. If you can find the coupon code.
It's Baltimore Positive. You don't have to find it. You just click on it, man. Look, you text me if you need it, okay?
But yeah,
so here's what's happened is I've got all these little dead pint soldiers here. The cookie dough, gone. The pumpkin spice latte, gone. You might see a little remnant down there in the bottom somewhere swirling around. And I finished off the sweet potato crumble. This is like literally one of the greatest things I've ever had, Lou. This is sweet potato ice cream with a brown sugar and pecan crumble. It's nice. Like a praline pecan sweet potato like your grandma made over in Catonsville, like my grandma made in Dundalk, or actually in Highlandtown at that point. But order it. It's online. Use the code. Support all of our friends. Make sure you're stopping to get a pizza and a bookmaker over at Franco's. Lou, happy holidays. I hope we're talking a little Ravens playoff football, you know, over the next couple of weeks. I hope we're bending in the right direction there. Hope you're staying safe over in Catonsville, and we're going to be coming by and supporting you with some pizza and certainly sending folks your way as we get into 2021. So you can keep them safe, right?
Yeah, I appreciate everybody. Stay safe. And Nestor, one question about the ice cream. Do they have any chocolate peanut butter?
They have a peanut butter cup that is peanut butter chocolate.
Perfect.
I would tell you that if there's any way, they have a flavor called Black is Beautiful. They made it specially with the Monument City Brewing folks. They used a chocolate stout. And they used oats, like rolled oats in it. So it's like a chocolate stout oatmeal. I mean, I ate it with a spoon. I finished these off the other night, and my wife's not here to stop me. There's nobody here to talk sense into me. So I went and got the spoon, and I went back into the refrigerator, and the cat's looking at me, and she wanted some food. And I had, you know, two spoonfuls, and I'm like, and I've got the oats are like in my teeth. And I fed the cat, and I washed my hands, and I grabbed the spoon. I went back into the freezer. I got one more, like, little scoop of it. So I would tell you, Chocolate Love is their, like, sort of, it's a deep, rich, dark, it's almost like a chocolate pudding kind of, like, thing.
Okay.
They do a Wake and Bake that's a deep chocolate brownie, Wake and Bake. It's coffee ice cream with fudge swirl and chunks of fudge brownies. This is a base flavor. They always have this. The peppermint bark has chocolate in it. Because it sounds like to me you want chocolate.
I like chocolate peanut butter. That's my deal. So I don't like candy bars too much. I like Reese's, but that's about it. So
peanut butter cup.
That's me.
Lou Weinkamp joining us here. He will get the eggnog for your family. They'll enjoy that very, very much. Weinkamp.com. I'm pulling the website up one more time on the way out the door so everybody can find it. I have the estate planning, the estate administration, all the areas of practice. 410-744-3256. And you know what I love is when I called your thing up on Google, it said honesty and affordability. And I'm like, you know what? That's perfect, right?
I'm with you. That's what we tried to do.
Lou Weinkamp, find him over Franco's. Get yourself a sandwich. Get a bookmaker. Get some meatballs to go. Aaron Cheney is the little rice with the chicken. It's delicious.
Yeah.
A little marinara to go with that as well. You can find me anywhere the internet is served. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat. Ness at BaltimorePositive.com featuring intelligent conversation. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Let's see. Rice cakes. We had chopsticks in that segment and elder law. That's what we do around here, mixing it all up.